Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Indian authorities are continuing to search for eight climbers who are missing on Nanda Devi, India's second highest mountain. The weather has improved and helicopters have been flying over the remote Himalayan region looking for traces of the expedition, which included four Britons, two Americans, an Australian and an Indian. Yugita Lemoye has the details.
This morning, the Indian Air Force joined the search operations as well. They've been flying two helicopters and sort of looking at the area from the top to see if they can locate these eight climbers. The mountain is about 7,800 metres high. The second base camp is about 4,700 metres high. And there is, you know, no network as such there. And that's the reason why it's very difficult to get any information out.
In his second intervention in British politics in as many days, President Trump has advised Britain to walk away from its Brexit talks with the European Union if it doesn't get the deal it wants.
Well, if I were them, I wouldn't pay $50 billion. It's a big number. I wouldn't pay $50 billion. That's me. I'm only saying this from my standpoint. I would not pay. That's a tremendous number. If you don't get the deal you want, if you don't get a fair deal, then you walk away.
Speaking to the Sunday Times, Mr. Trump also said that a trade deal between Britain and America could be agreed soon once Britain leaves the European Union.
We could work on it very, very quickly. There's tremendous potential with trade with the United States. They've wanted to do trade, but they've never had a president like me. I'd go all out.
The Brazilian football star Neymar has denied accusations that he raped a woman in a Paris hotel last month. In a statement, Neymar said he'd been the victim of an extortion attempt by a lawyer claiming to represent the woman. She's filed a complaint with police in Brazil, saying that she'd been too distressed to report the attack in France. Boxing, and there's a new world heavyweight champion after the American Andy Ruiz beat Britain's Anthony Joshua in their fight in Madison Square Gardens in New York. Ruiz is the first Mexican-American to hold the title. He knocked down the previously undefeated Joshua four times before the fight was stopped in the seventh round. Ruiz took the IBF, WBA and WBO titles, and this is what he had to say after his victory.
Thanks to Eddie Hearns, my team, Al Heyman, everybody, my dad. I'm still pinching myself to see if this is real, man. Wow, it's amazing.
BBC News.